People around the world have been shocked by the latest video released by the so-called Islamic State, but shock has turned to anguish in a small Egyptian town. The video released over the weekend appears to show the brutal beheadings of 21 men, mostly Christian Egyptians, who were in Libya to work. Today, NPR's Leila Fadel went to a town on the Nile River that was home to many of the men. There, she heard stories of grief and of narrow escapes from the ISIS attack.
The local priest in the village of Al-Ur says that on the day people found out about the massacre, there were screams coming from every house and every street. 13 of the men who were killed were from here. Today, in order to offer comfort, the church in this village that residents say is about half Christian and half Muslim played a recording of a sermon from the late Coptic Pope Shenouda. In it, he describes the virtues of a martyr. A martyr loves God. A martyr is brave. Relatives bow their heads in prayer, as they've done every day since the posting online of the gruesome video showing their loved ones being beheaded, purportedly in Libya's capital, Tripoli. Outside, under chirping birds, men gather on one of the narrow, unpaved roads. Al-Ur is a poor farming village of homes made out of cinder block or mud. The loss of so many all at once has devastated the community. Malak Shukri's brother Yusuf is among the dead. He recognized him in the video. I prayed for his soul, he says. I heard him calling, "Oh Jesus," as he was beheaded. I'm happy and I'm proud of him. He is a martyr for Christ. Nearby, 19-year-old carpenter Abraham Bashir Aziz made it home safely from Libya after witnessing the kidnapping last month, but barely. He was sharing a house with the other victims, but he was in a separate room and hid from the gunmen.
Yeah, I saw that from the window. I hear them screaming. I heard them asking about Christians. They just came to kidnap the Christians.
His voice quakes as he tells the story. He says four vehicles of armed gunmen took his friends and relatives from the next room, beat them, cursed them, and tied their hands behind their backs with plastic ties. The gunmen had a list of names, and Abraham's name was on that list. He managed to evade them with eight others. A Libyan friend smuggled them out of the country. I ask why he went to Libya, knowing the dangers. Because we want to live, he says. There are no jobs here. It's been dangerous in Libya for years, but hundreds of thousands of mostly working-class Egyptians go despite the risks, because they can't find opportunities at home. And attacks on Coptic Christians in Libya are not new. The Egyptian Commission for Rights and Freedom say just last year 14 Christians were killed in Libya. The organization is calling on the Egyptian government to protect its citizens in Libya and vulnerable Coptic Christians in particular. Samuel Shukr says that his two uncles and his cousin were among the group beheaded by ISIS. He walks us into the church to show us their pictures on the wall. He says in the 45 days the men were kidnapped, no one in the Egyptian government did anything.
Do you feel that the government did enough to try to bring your family home safely?
No, he says. We protested outside the presidential palace and no one would see us. We tried to contact government officials and no one would answer.
Yesterday, the prime minister, he came to me. Why is he coming? He didn't bring them alive and he didn't even bring their bodies. I don't need them.
For this village, the grief runs deep. They welcome the Egyptian government's new bombing campaign as an answer to their calls for protection. But outside of Al-Ur, critics say the Egyptian government may be using these deaths as a pretext to fight its enemies beyond ISIS. And meanwhile, it hasn't even evacuated Egyptians still in Libya. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Al-Ur.